Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 748 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Russian soldiers who fight for Ukraine as part of the Freedom of Russia Legion, the Russian Volunteer Corps, and the Sibir Battalion crossed the state border yesterday and entered the Kursk and Belgorod oblasts of Russia, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to the Freedom of Russia Legion, they are fighting Russian troops and inflicting losses. They claim that they decided to exercise their right to vote in the presidential elections. Later, the Russian Volunteer Corps announced that it took under control the village of Tyotkino in the Kursk region of Russia, and Russian government forces are leaving their positions and even military equipment behind. The fighters claim that their expedition was far from over. With these actions, they want to divert the attention of reserves of Putin's army and force them to concentrate in the Belgorod and Kursk regions instead of directing them to Ukrainian territories. They also want to send a signal to Russian society and the opposition. After the murder of Alexei Navalny, the anti-war movement in Russia is demoralized, but Russian volunteers want to show that they are not alone. There are people who are ready to fight against the Putin regime with weapons in their hands. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed that Russian missile hit a 9-story apartment building in Kryvyi Rih. The rescue operation is still underway. A part of the house was destroyed, as well as the ceiling between floors. There was a fire. Many people were injured, over 30. The rescuers informed that at least 4 people were killed in the attack. At least 6 heavy wounded are still in the hospital. The president expressed his condolences to all family members and friends of the victims. Quote, "We'll inflict losses on the Russian state in response, quite rightly. They, in the Kremlin, must get used to the fact that terror does not go unpunished for them. Nothing will cure this sick man of their evil, but they will feel the losses. The Russian state will lose, and only this can make it safe for its neighbors, not only for Ukraine, for different nations. Our actions are now life-saving," unquote, said the head of state. If you want to support us, rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the apps where you are listening to this podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and others. This really helps more people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. Several countries announced new military support packages for Ukraine. Jake Sullivan, United States National Security Advisor, announced new support for Ukraine worth $300 million, reports Voice of America. This is the first such package in 2024, as supplemental funding continues to be blocked in the US Congress. Sullivan clarified that these funds for security assistance have come from unanticipated cost savings in existing Pentagon contracts to replace weapons previously sent to Ukraine. He stressed that the package will not replace and should not delay the critical need to pass a bipartisan national security bill. According to him, these funds will provide ammunition that will ensure the operation of Ukrainian weapons for a certain time, only for a short period. The Pentagon disclosed that within this package of support, Ukraine will receive additional missiles for HIMARS, artillery shells of various calibers, anti-aircraft missiles and anti-tank weapons, other ammunition, as well as means for maintenance, reports Ukrinform. At the same time, Denmark plans to provide Ukraine with a new military aid package worth almost $337 million, reports Deutsche Welle. This major new aid package includes Caesar self-propelled artillery systems and ammunition for Ukraine. The Financial Times sources informed that on 13 March, EU countries are set to agree on a €5 billion increase in funding for the European Peace Facility, which is used to finance military supplies to Ukraine, reports European Pravda. It is assumed that priority will be given to the purchase of European-made weapons, although weapons from third countries are not ruled out if they are the only option. EU member states are also negotiating the establishment of a special €20 billion four-year fund within the European Peace Facility, which will be used exclusively to help Ukraine. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just 2 people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.